WhatsApp is a social media platform that allows for people to communicate in an encrypted way. And there's end-to-end encryption, which means that essentially the messages that you send cannot be read by anyone else but those who use WhatsApp. And it's probably one of the most popular social media platforms in Brazil, a country of 200 million people, where roughly 100 million people actually use WhatsApp every day to communicate with one another. Why do they use it so often? Because it's free. And it's a great alternative to the prohibitively expensive telecoms that are otherwise on offer.
Right, so this decision to ban it, at least temporarily, or suspend it, is going to cause a lot of upset.
That's right. I mean, I think in Brazil, people don't use WhatsApp just to communicate for social reasons, to communicate where to go for a drink, for example, or to communicate about the latest score in football. They use it as an essential part of their everyday communications, I mean, to buy and sell products, to organize the daily life of communities. And it's fabulously popular in this part of the world. So the interruption of WhatsApp, even for a day, has enormous consequences on the day-to-day activities of Brazilians.
So tell us a little bit about this battle between the company and the judiciary. What's going on? What should be read into all of this?
So what's happened most recently is that a judge from a small town in one of Brazil's smaller states has requested that WhatsApp essentially be suspended for 72 hours as they investigate a drug-related case involving some suspected criminals who've used WhatsApp to communicate in the course of a drug sale. And so this judge has requested repeatedly that WhatsApp provide information for this particular case. WhatsApp has said they can't provide the information because they don't actually have access to the data because it's encrypted. And so this judge has gone ahead and requested that they shut down WhatsApp for 72 hours to allow them to go and follow up with investigations of these particular individuals who've been using WhatsApp and to investigate their phones. This is not the first time this has happened in Brazil. In fact, about a month ago, we had a similar case where the same judge requested that WhatsApp be shut down for 48 hours. It ended up only being shut down for 13 hours, but caused great disruption. But even before that, we've had judges, not necessarily this judge, but other judges in Sao Paulo, which is another big state, request information from large tech comms like Facebook and Google and Apple, causing, again, great disruption. So this is part of a longer trend. It's not an isolated event.